أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كلا إن الإنسان ليطغى أراه استغنى إن إلى ربك الرجعى. In the Surah, Surah Alaq, Surah Iqra, as we read from the beginning, Allah Ta'ala from one aspect showed His great, great Qudrat, how Allah Ta'ala has created the entire creation from nothing, from non-existence. Allah brought it into existence, and with what system it is working till today, since when Allah has created it. And then to narrow it down, Allah Ta'ala called upon insan to think how Allah has created this human being himself. And the greatest proof of Allah's existence is insan himself. And the oneness of Allah Ta'ala is also insan. And then how Allah Ta'ala in His great compassion and kindness has taught man, and taught man through the pain, and also Allah Ta'ala has taught man what he does not know. All this was such that man should have been, should turn totally to Allah Ta'ala and become die hearts of Allah Ta'ala. The minute a person thinks of Allah who is such a great being, and personally everyone thinks Allah created me, Allah made my eyes, Allah gave me my brains, my heart, all those things. Anyone who does a favor to us, we appreciate it. Allah who has done the greatest of favors, and even if anyone else does a favor of to us, it is also only by the will and command and permission of Allah Ta'ala that that person does a favor. So we should have been really die hearts of Allah Ta'ala. But Allah says, Kalla. Generally, man is not like that. Man, the vast majority of people don't believe even in Allah Ta'ala. And then there are again those vast majority who in somehow they believe in that supreme being, but not as he is. They associate partners with him. For example, the Trinity of the Christians, the idols of the idol worshippers, the Hindus, the Buddhas, etc. How many people wrong believes? And those who believe also, alhamdulillah, there are millions who believe in Allah Ta'ala. But if Allah is not, we are not consciously aware of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is not there in our hearts, in the forefront, in our minds. Somewhere remotely that we do believe in Allah Ta'ala, that He, it is He who has created us. And this is the object also of Islahi Nafs and Tasawwuf, to bring that to the fore. What is there, but that we become more conscious that it is Allah who has given it to us. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala explains, the vast majority of people don't accept this. This great Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, what is explained in this surah and in the whole Quran also. Then Allah Ta'ala says, generally, not all of human beings, but generally, innal insana layadgha, koi nahi, aadmi sar charhata hai usse, that man is in disobedience and he turns his face from Allah Ta'ala. Whereas you should be always, like now we made namaz, each one of us asked, how much did we pay attention to Allah Ta'ala? We said, Allahu Akbar, how many times in our namaz? But did a little bit of Allah's greatness come to the front of us? That how great Allah Ta'ala is. Even just to say the words, Allahu Akbar, this ability, who has given it to us? And then to realize that, then to go and raise our hands and surrender to Allah Ta'ala. Who gave us that tawfiq? Then when we go in ruku, humbling ourselves, outwardly, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this great ibadat, which shows that great humility. And then going in sajda, which shows even a greater humility. And then, though it is not part of namaz, but after namaz, that we pick up our hands like a beggar. We admit by our actions that we are beggars in front of Allah Ta'ala. But in our hearts, is it that we are beggars of Allah? that we cannot do without you, O Allah. We need you at every point. So Allah says that man has got this attitude generally that he doesn't turn to Allah Ta'ala. And that is what is required of us. And the Quran Sharif is here to teach us that also. Ar-Rahu Staghna. Ke dekhe apne aap ko beparwa. What man in his conduct he shows that I'm independent. I don't need Allah in my life. I can do without Him. So na'uzu billah, that we all know, just a little bit thinking, we all will admit that we cannot do without Allah Ta'ala. We need Allah to raise our finger. For example, we open the doors of our houses to turn the key. Who gave us that strength? Sometimes when a person has got some sore on his fingers, on his hands, or he becomes a little bit lame, weak, he can't even turn that key. Forget turning the key, just getting out of bed. Sometimes the strength is sapped from the legs, and a person can't even put his legs down, forget standing on his legs. And there are so many people who can't use their limbs. Allah Ta'ala has given us all that. But in spite of all that, we feel we are independent. What Allah wants is that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. And this does not make us useless of doing worldly our other necessities. We do it all, but there it is in our mind, I need Allah Ta'ala. And the height of this, as we will read in front, that how Abu Jahl thought himself to be totally independent of Allah Ta'ala, and how he opposed Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he could not even stand that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is making namaz in the Haram of Makkah. He could not tolerate it. He couldn't stand that also. So it reaches to that level also. So there is another warning in here also, that we must not think this is just a small little thing, a light thing, but it can reach, a person can carry on and go to open opposition of Allah Ta'ala also. May Allah protect us. A person goes towards kufr, Allah save us all. It's not just suddenly, but gradually it goes towards all this. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us in this, that, oh insan, don't turn away from Allah Ta'ala. And don't carry on as if you don't need Allah Ta'ala in your life. You can't do without Him for one split second. Just for one thing, easily to understand, the ruh is also from Allah Ta'ala. Allah just takes out the ruh, and then a person is completely useless. He can't do a thing for himself. A person will always want to bath himself, but once the ruh is out, he can't even bath himself. And it is not one person bathing him now. When they give ghusl to the mayyat, there are few people around, and they are all busy bathing him now. He can't even bath himself. So realize this, that we are totally dependent on Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.